Jack Spencer covered this when he was at Mirrors, and now he covers it for Capital Confidential, Michigan Capital Confidential at the Mackinac Center. And Jack joins us on the show this morning. How are you?
Not bad, Frank. Glad to be on.
It's almost unbelievable when you slap your head on this one, don't you, Jack?
Yeah, I want to make one correction. I think you misspoke. You said daycare. That one ended. This is the people in the home health care.
Yeah, health care. I'm sorry. I said daycare. I meant health care.
Yeah, they take care of people, the vast majority taking care of relatives or friends
exactly.
in their homes.
Exactly right. To be considered employees of the state while they do that was a stretch in the first place. Now, the SEIU continues to collect the dues from these people. Tell me about the trail that you followed, though, on how this MQC3 is being run.
Well, the legislature attempted to end this last year by defunding MQC3, which was the dummy employer used for the unionization back in 2005. And it was assumed that when October 1st, the new fiscal year rolled around, this dummy employer would disappear. Therefore, the contract, obviously, with the union would disappear, and we'd stop getting the dues coming out of these checks. Lo and behold, you know, like a zombie, it just continued to exist, and people couldn't figure out how it was existing. We now know it was given money by the union and some other groups in the social safety net, but the biggest chunk from the union to continue operating. Even with that, they had to pull way back. They had to run it out of their homes. As I said, the executive director was running it out of her home, but she had to cut back and only work like 5 hours a week at first, and then after that it became 3 hours a month in order to qualify for unemployment. And yet,
I'm sorry to
and
laugh.
Yet the thing continued to roll along. It's clear they just desperately want to keep this entity in alive so that this contract stays alive.
Well, exactly, because for the SEIU, it's meant how much money?
They're heading toward $31 million now.
$31 million over, what, 6 years, is it? Six, 7 years?
Yep.
Something like that. So $31 million, and so you understand why they want to keep this gravy train rolling. This woman, though, who is doing it, I mean, the folly of all of this, you're taking these people who provide this health care service for family members or others. They're now considered employees of the state, and yet they're offered really no guidance by this part-time employee or the state on how to run their operation. There are no union meetings that I know of that are held among these business people, are there?
Well, when you get back to the original forced unionization, you have to understand how that played out. It was taking these people scattered all over the state,
right.
And what you would normally think is there's no way, they don't even have a common employer, so there's no way you'd unionize them, and turning that inside out. Some brilliant mind in the union said, wait a minute, that makes them vulnerable to being unionized, because we can pencil in our own entity back in Lansing and claim it's the employer.
And they had the assistance of the Granholm administration in doing that. So
they certainly did.
So they set up this MQC3 as the employer, and now, since the legislature no longer funds MQC3, the SEIU is funding the MQC3 with dollars that it receives indirectly from Medicaid that was intended for the care of these people.
Yeah, this is all with taxpayer money.
Unbelievable.
That's how the whole game is played.
And so what's being done about it in Lansing now? What can be done, Jack? What are the options?
Well, the legislature, when it continued, ended up passing legislation aimed at stopping it. That passed this spring, and Governor Snyder signed it into law in April. And we're waiting to see if it stops, but it's now been 5 weeks. And from what we're understanding, they've gone through the initial steps, but the contract calls for some time frames, and they're they seem to be honoring the contract as if this was a legitimate entity still.
A legitimate entity whose executive director, the only employee right now of MQC3, is this woman. Her name's Susan Steinke, is that
her?
Yes,
yes.
She's the only employee of the company, right?
I don't know, because these emails, whether they hired back those other two people, they all started working out of their homes. They started getting their mail from some offices of a friendly entity, and I guess they could use the copy machines there and stuff when they wanted to, and then they had the phone number go to one of the employees' separate mobile telephones and just kept themselves afloat.
What a scam. What a scam. So as far as we know, there's one employee, Susan Steinke, and she is running this employer, the MQC3, out of her basement, working 3 hours a month and still collecting unemployment benefits to boot, while the SEIU continues to collect its dues out of tax dollars that have now amounted to $31 million.
Yep, it's a little bit amazing. The one thing that we're very frustrated with is we would like to just find out from the administration just the information of when's this thing end.
I think the answer to that may be there's no intention to end it.
I hope you're wrong on that, Frank, but the longer it goes, the more you start wondering.
Yeah, indeed. Jack, you're going to keep following this, right?
Oh, yeah, and we have this deuce tracker, if you go onto our website, that just continues to tick and count this, and that's not going to go away, and that's not going to stop until the deuce stops.
MichiganCapitalConfidential.com, the Mackinac Center continuing to do yeoman's work. Jack, thanks for the time. Really appreciate it.
Appreciate it, Frank.
Good
catch
stuff.
You later.
All right, see you later on. That's how you do it in the public service union sector here in Michigan.